Faramir seems like a great guy and model son, caring, respectful, talented and heroic. But his father Denethor clearly hates him. Why? Is it just because Boromir is his favourite, or are there deeper reasons? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire and much more. If you love in-depth discussion of great fantasy and science fiction, welcome. Why does Denethor hate Faramir? We should probably start by acknowledging that the Denethor we meet in The Lord of the Rings is a shadow of the man he was in his younger days, and that is reflected in his relationship with Faramir. The relationship may not have always been easy, but it deteriorated along with Denethor's own mental health, to the point where, by the end, he wanted nothing more than to kill himself and Faramir. In The Lord of the Rings, we only see the very end of this relationship, and the worst of it. Tolkien describes the younger Denethor as far-sighted, wise, valiant, and even kingly. He was brought up as heir to the stewardship of Gondor, and we know little of his upbringing, until a stranger by the name of Thorongil came to Minas Tirith and quickly won the ear, respect, and affection of Denethor's father, Ecthelion II. Thorongil proved heroic and wise, and had an even more kingly bearing than Denethor. The people started to see a rivalry between Thorongil and Denethor, and there was definitely a lot of jealousy on Denethor's part for this young man who had seemingly replaced him in his father's affections. Now we know that this Thorongil was actually a young Aragorn, and it's possible that Denethor suspected it as well. Aragorn, Thorongil, also advocated welcoming and listening to Gandalf's advice, which was the start of Denethor's distrust of Gandalf, too. What does this have to do with Denethor's relationship with his not-even-born-yet son? Well, on one level, it's clear that Faramir's good relationship with Gandalf and the linked possibility of Aragorn's return were quite triggery for Denethor at the end. But at a much deeper level, I think Tolkien is showing us that Denethor did not have a good relationship with his own father. He seems to have got it into his head at an early age that a father can only love one son. In short, Denethor did not have a great role model for a father, or at least he took the wrong lessons from him. But our upbringing need not define us, and Denethor fell in love and married Finduilas and had two sons, Boromir and Faramir. A year after Faramir was born, Ecthelion died and Denethor took over as steward, and for a while he seems to have been a good and wise steward and father. We read that he proved a masterful lord, holding the rule of all things in his own hand. He said little, he listened to counsel, and then followed his own mind. And perhaps if things had continued like that, Denethor, with the support of Finduilas, who was apparently a lady of great beauty and gentle heart, would have been a good father to Faramir. Sadly, we will never know, because dark clouds were building over Gondor. Finduilas died when Faramir was just 4. Her health had taken a bad turn after Faramir's birth, and Denethor, grieving deeply, had internalised that this was somehow Faramir's fault. If Faramir hadn't been born, Finduilas would still be there. And as Faramir grew, the distance between him and his father grew too. This is how Tolkien describes it in the appendices to The Lord of the Rings. Faramir, the younger son, was like Denethor in looks, but otherwise in mind. He read the hearts of men as shrewdly as his father, but what he read moved him sooner to pity than to scorn. He was gentle in bearing, and a lover of lore and of music, and therefore, by many in those days, his courage was judged less than his brother's. But it was not so, except that he did not seek glory in danger without a purpose. He welcomed Gandalf at such times as he came to the city, and he learned what he could from his wisdom. And in this, as in many other matters, he displeased his father. Faramir was like Denethor on the surface, but different, very different in character. And he welcomed Gandalf, which, as we've seen, played into Denethor's own insecurities. Faramir loved learning, reading, music. Today we would probably call him a bit of a geek in the best possible way. Most importantly, although Faramir was a perfectly competent and even good fighter, he didn't revel in it. He didn't go out seeking danger and adventure. He'd rather stay inside and read a musty old scroll. This is, of course, the exact opposite of Boromir, his older brother. Normally, this might just have been seen as two brothers with two different temperaments, but we have to understand the context here of what Gondor was going through. Just a few years earlier, Sauron had announced himself once more in Mordor. He was building an army, that much was clear. Gondor's role historically, indeed part of its raison d'etre, had been to keep a watch on Mordor and act as the Free World's first defence. But they had taken their eye off the ball somewhat. The watchtowers had been abandoned long ago. Minas Ithil lost and turned into Minas Morgul. Osgiliath destroyed, Ithilien depopulated, the northern and western parts of Gondor abandoned. Gondor was not ready for war, and yet war was coming. Denethor was far-sighted and saw this more than anyone else. He saw the orcs amassing, the Nazgul, Sauron's strength. He became obsessed with it, fed by his mental battles with Sauron through the Palantiri they both used. Every decision he made boiled down to war with Mordor and how great the threat was to Minas Tirith. So when he looked at his sons, he saw one who was ready, Boromir, a great fighter and natural leader who sought out danger, and Faramir, who would rather be listening to music by a fireside. His preference for Boromir, his favourite son, turned into a dislike, distrust and antipathy to Faramir. So by the time of the Lord of the Rings, Faramir, always the son Denethor found it harder to love, and perhaps still blamed for the death of his beloved wife, the son who had openly fraternised with Gandalf, who Denethor suspected of plotting to replace him with Aragorn, and who simply did not live up to the martial, testosterone-fuelled model of manhood that Denethor felt Gondor needed, Faramir had a dream. Faramir had that dream several times, and eventually Boromir did too, and the brothers took it to their father. Now, Denethor was learned, and although he may not have understood all of the meaning, the sword that was broken, Imladris, Isildur's bane, he knew the outlines at least. And although this was initially Faramir's dream, Boromir took it upon himself to go out on the quest. Of course he did. Denethor probably only allowed it because he thought the risk of his golden boy not being in Gondor was outweighed by the possibility that he might bring back a far greater prize. When Denethor learned that Boromir had died on that quest, he was distraught. Any father would be. Boromir, at least, he thought he could trust to stand up properly to Mordor. He took to looking even more in the Palantir, which wasn't great for his state of mind, seeing ever more images of the vast orc army about to attack Gondor. Then Gandalf arrived, which was never good for Denethor's mood, and Faramir arrived back to say that he'd found the hobbits and the ring and had decided to let them carry on their way, rather than capture the ring and bring it back to Minas Tirith. This was madness to Denethor. Sending the ring into Mordor, rather than hiding it or using it, was, he said, condemning his people to death. Boromir would have done better, says Denethor, leading to this sad exchange. "Do you wish, then," said Faramir, "that our places had been exchanged?" "Yes, I wish that indeed," said Denethor, "for Boromir was loyal to me, and no wizard's pupil. He would have remembered his father's need, and would not have squandered what fortune gave. He would have brought me a mighty gift." Harsh words. Faramir is sent out the next day to try to halt the Witch King's army's advance. It's not quite as much of a suicide mission in the books as it is in the films, but the feel is still the same, as is the outcome. Denethor sends Faramir out on a dangerous mission, and Faramir fails, returning unconscious. Sauron's army keeps advancing. Another check of the Palantir is enough. He snaps. All hope is gone. He decides to end it all for himself and his son. Denethor's mind is clearly gone by this point, but we can get something of an understanding of his actions even then, when Gandalf confronts him. "What then would you have," said Gandalf, "if your will could have its way?" "I would have things as they were in all the days of my life," answered Denethor, "and in the days of my long fathers before me, to be the lord of this city in peace, and leave my chair to a son after me, who would be his own master and no wizard's pupil. But if doom denies this to me, then I will have naught, neither life diminished, nor love halved, nor honour abated." Simply put, he wishes none of this were so. But if he cannot have that, and doom is inevitable, then he wants to take it all away now. In his mind, he's actually doing Faramir a mercy by killing him, And though it may seem ridiculous, it is at this moment that we see, finally, the love that Denethor does have for Faramir, twisted as it is. Faramir moaned and called on his father in his dream. Denethor started as one waking from a trance, and the flame died in his eyes, and he wept, and he said, "Do not take my son from me. He calls for me." This is tragedy. This isn't just the story of a bad father. It is the tragic story of a man who is denied the love of his own father, and so finds it hard to show love to his own sons in turn, particularly when their mother dies so young. He has no one to turn to, and a threat growing that he alone is responsible for opposing, and that he increasingly sees as impossible to defend against. And one of his sons grows up to be the kind of man he understands and thinks he needs at such a time, and the other doesn't. The other son, whose birth had perhaps led to Denethor's wife's death. Then Boromir dies, then Faramir has the chance to bring the One Ring to Minas Tirith against all hope and, in Denethor's mind, end the threat from Mordor, but doesn't. Then he fails on the next mission too, and Denethor sees the threat grow to such a size that he loses all hope and has a breakdown of sorts, and wants to end everything. But then, when he thinks his son is lost, he realizes how much he loved him after all. Yes, this is a tragedy. Does any of this excuse Denethor's behaviour to Faramir? Of course not. But it does perhaps explain it. And it is to Faramir's credit that he grew to be such a great man. There is perhaps some irony that when we do get that moment of clarity from Denethor, and he talks of what he wishes had happened, passing his steward's chair on to his son, who is his own man and resides over a time of peace, that did happen. It happened to Faramir, as steward of Gondor, then Prince of Ithilien, after the War of the Ring. Denethor the tragic and cruel to his own son, but Denethor the far-sighted indeed. If you'd like to see more videos on the world of J.R.R. Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, please click on the link to the playlist on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of the screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.